This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. China has found the trading sections for meat and seafood in Beijing's wholesale food market to be severely contaminated by the coronavirus and suspects high humidity may be a contributing factor. The report comes as Beijing tackles the resurgence of COVID-19 cases linked to the massive Xinfeiti Food Center, a home to warehouses and trading halls in an area the size of nearly 160 soccer pitches. China is reporting 25 new infections today among 360,000 people who have been tested. The latest outbreak has struck more than 100 people and raised fears of wider contagion. Still, Chinese health officials say they believe the spike in cases has been contained. The official COVID-19 case count in China stands at 84,468, with about 4,700 deaths. Worldwide, the pandemic has taken some 454,000 lives, with 8.5 million infections. Germany today recorded 770 new cases, the highest daily count in a month. The number is attributed in large part to tests administered to slaughterhouse workers. Germany has seen nearly 190,000 COVID cases, with almost 9,000 lives lost. Here in the United States, the COVID-19 case count has grown to 2.2 million, with more than 118,000 fatalities. The average number of deaths per day, now under 700, has dropped to the lowest level since March, but with states picking up the pace of economic reopenings, scientists say they fear the trend may soon reverse direction. Florida, Georgia, Texas, and Arizona are all seen as worsening problem areas as they suffer their largest rise in the pandemic's daily case numbers. And there are predictions Florida may be the next epicenter of the disease in the U.S. Also among the current worries, U.S. President Donald Trump's re-election rally scheduled for tomorrow in Tulsa, Oklahoma, another state where COVID-19 cases are increasing. The main event will be held at an indoor arena that seats 19,000 people. There will be no requirement for either wearing face coverings or social distancing. Via remote, this is VOA.